Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 971-248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, we do it every Monday. We'll have our Champ and Chump nominations today coming up at 10:35. All right, so look, yesterday's Tiger game was exciting, and hell, they swept Chicago. They're 11 games below 500, 7.5 back in the Central, 5 back in the wild card. I mean, just hanging on. Like, I feel like the Tigers collectively this season, the last, they're like just hanging on. Like, they just when you think they're dead, they'll go out and do something like sweeping Chicago. And they're, as a team, functionally, they have massive flaws. And their stretches of bad play, there have been long stretches of bad play and some very frustrating things that have happened along the way. But, Scott, they continue to just hang on.
Yeah, we talked about going into the weekend that this was a series that I thought that they had the advantage.
What's that?
I said this was a series we thought that they had the advantage because they had the pitching advantage.
Well, and they did get some good pitching, and we'll get to that in a second, the pitching side of it. But, yeah, I mean, the Scooble performance on Friday was pretty damn good, and he got fired up.
Yeah, it wasn't his best, but it was good enough. And the fact that he did get fired up, I thought fired up his team. I mean, he promptly gave up a run after that. But hey, you know, giving up 3 runs in 6 innings or whatever it was, and then it keeps your team in it. And the Tigers got into it, and they end up winning that game. And then you get a great pitching performance on Saturday from Troy Melton. After giving up a home run to the leadoff hitter in the game, he settled the hell down. And the bullpen did their job over the weekend. And then Montero on Sunday, who pitched awfully well, perfect game stuff through like 4 innings, and then, you know, gave up a couple runs. But again, the team had a chance to get back in it because they kept it close. It's 25 straight starts the Tigers starters have made where they've given up 4 earned runs or less. That's how good that they have been. This starting rotation has been outstanding. No matter who's in it, they've done it. They've done the job where they keep this team in the game and give the bats a chance. This is where you need bats, right? This is where your real weaknesses show up. And it'd be nice if they had another reliable bat or two in the lineup, and then you think you're really cooking if that happens.
All right. So Twitter is down for us here at the station, but we do have some pretty major breaking news.
Uh-oh.
University of Michigan coach Dusty May has agreed to become the new head coach of the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh,
according to Shams Charania. Sources tell me Adam Schefter and Pete Thamel, major college to pro jump for the 2026 NCAA championship coach and a swing for the Mavericks. Wow.
Anything on your phone?
I found a link to this story, so I'm assuming, and it appears to be Shams' account. That is a major blow to University of Michigan athletics and basketball in particular, and not good for Ward Manuel.
So that's 2 years, 2 fantastic years.
Yep.
For Dusty May.
Yep.
And gone national championship. It's that would suck. I'm trying to take this in as a Spartan fan.
Would suck. It does suck.
I think it's the best news ever. But if this happened at Michigan State, I'd be devastated by it. Right. I mean, you think you got things going. You got the younger coach. You've won a national championship. You've got recruiting going. You work the portal better than anybody else has, and this happens. That's devastating for Michigan.
What's going to happen is people are just going to blast Ward. They're going to blast Ward Manuel.
Why?
Because he didn't get him locked up.
Hard to get a guy locked up if he's got his eye on the next step.
I understand that. And
I don't even want to defend Ward Manuel. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
And Ward with the Harbaugh thing, I didn't blame Ward. I think Harbaugh wanted to leave, and I don't think that relationship was going to last. I think it's kind of typical with Harbaugh. He goes to places, he wins, he wears out his welcome, he moves on. But in this case, you know, did Ward do anything wrong? I will be interested to do some digging and find out why a contract never got signed. Because they had one of the best young coaches in the game. He had quickly adapted to the new world of college basketball and built an absolute powerhouse team. And Indiana came after him last year, and they signed him to a contract then. But apparently, whatever Dallas brought to the table was too much for Dusty to say no, and they didn't get a deal done. If one was on the table or not, I was told that there was going to be a new contract.
If you're Dusty May, you know, you're in this profession for a reason. You want to reach the top, perhaps. Some people don't want to go pro. Some people want to be in the pros. Want to be an NBA coach. I imagine when you win a national championship at the college level, that maybe that changes what your aspirations could be. Because you've conquered that mountaintop. You're still young. How old is he?
Dusty's in his
40s, early 40s, right?
Yeah.
So you're that young. You've just won a national championship. Go ahead, man. Ride the lightning. Go for it.
Well, you know, it used to be, and I'm texting people right now. It used to be that you didn't want, you go to the pros because you didn't have to deal with recruiting. Like, recruiting was such a monster part of the job. But in the new NIL world, it felt like recruitments were fast and furious, and there was less about building relationships and more about just offering contracts. And I think Dusty himself said, I used to spend years working on recruits. Now, everything happens in a smaller window and much faster. It's actually easier. But then there's also the money. Like, it's possible that Dallas came at him with money that...
Well, I imagine they probably did. Adam Schefter reports that he says, Dusty May led Michigan to a 64-13 record over two seasons there. In his previous job, he led FAU to back-to-back NCAA tournaments, including the 2023 Final Four. He'd ruled out other college jobs this offseason, but the NBA has always been intriguing to May. I think it's also interesting that Adam Schefter's doing the reporting on a basketball story.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, obviously, Dusty was doing very well, you know, in the college, you know, the new college landscape, right, Doug?
Yep.
And yeah, when you're that young, maybe you have aspirations of being in the NBA. But my guess is also is the Mavericks went ultra aggressive in getting Dusty May. I mean, they have a new GM right now. They got Cooper Flagg. You know, they got some young pieces over there. That's enticing. And then I heard that, I think I read that they actually wanted John Shire as well. Like, and if he turned him down, they went right after the next guy, the next young, great college coach, and that's Dusty May. And I bet you they were ultra aggressive and taking part that maybe, you know, he had his eye on the NBA. Done deal. It's not really surprising. I think it's a surprising, like, it happened right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a shock that Dusty May went to the NBA for me in general. If you just told me that, right, like last month, he'll be an NBA coach one day. I'm like, yeah, I could see that. I just didn't know it was going to be like today.
You can't force right. somebody. Yeah, right.
Is that why? Huh? We're all concentrating yeah, right. on Giannis and Dylan Larkin.
Like,
and
right now?
Yeah, Tigers. What just happened? Dusty May just got hired away from Michigan. He's going to coach the Dallas Mavericks? What?
I just looked down at some of the responses coming in. Look, dude won Michigan a national championship. Michigan fans, you might be a little hurt right now, but some of what I've seen here, he did it, and he did it in a quick period of time. And I got to give him a ton of credit, and you should be grateful for that. There is some hostility coming in. I guess you could expect that, but you know, I want to hear. You can't make a guy sign a contract he doesn't want to sign. And the question is, was Michigan aggressive in trying to keep? How aggressive was Michigan trying to make sure that he would not leave this offseason?
Do you know what his salary was?
It was pretty good. Because he'd already gotten one raise when Indiana came after him.
Right.
Yeah.
Is he approaching like the $8 million range, something like that?
Give me a second here. He had a five-year contract for $25.5 million, third highest paid coach in the Big Ten, was where he stood. according to a quick Google search.
Well, I'm going to guess he's getting paid a lot more than
that. I'm going to guess he's getting paid a lot more than that, too. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson reacting to the breaking news. Dusty May to the Dallas Mavericks. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.